Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Well, we might as well start enjoying ourselves because those tariffs are on the way from the United States of America. So remember, coming up later on, a chance for you to go five-star, the Marriott Hotel, and a five-star French bistro with Cuisine de France. They're celebrating 35 years in this great country of ours. So yeah, the tariffs are going to be happening. We've got the Taoiseach on the line. And I think the announcement's going to be made. You'll be able to see it probably live. If you can get all the live feeds of the White House press conferences and all that. And you'll see what's going on, and I'm sure it's going to be announced live with President Trump as well. So I think a lot of people are quite worried about this. Taoiseach is on the line and Gift Grub this morning.
Good morning.
How are you? This is potentially a very serious situation for Ireland, isn't it?
Well, going forward, Ian, I think we should adopt a wait and see attitude, right? Here, it's not till 9 o'clock tonight. There's still time,
right,
for various different things to happen. Nobody knows exactly how bad this is going to be, or if, in fact, it is going to be bad at all.
Okay,
going forward. So I think, you know, cool heads are very important at this time, and I think cool heads will prevail.
Cool heads. Donald Trump is talking about putting a 20% tariff on all of Europe. Okay,
that's correct. Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. I know you see me. Yep. He talks about a lot of things. He's talking about a 100% tariff on things like Irish whiskey. He said he's coming after Irish pharmaceuticals. Micheál, yes. That's $33 billion in exports they're talking about here.
Well, actually, now that you mention this, panic is probably a very good idea in this case going forward. And I think so, possibly it should be allowed.
So what's your advice to people? What should they do now? I mean, we can't do anything until we find out, I suppose, you know.
No, that's what I said. I think we should do what Irish people always do, which is not panic overtly.
Right.
But at the same time, I would strongly advise people to go out and maybe buy a few extra toilet rolls tonight, ahead of this evening.
Okay.
Which is something we're very good at doing in this country.
Indeed we are. Yeah, we're good.
I think buy Irish toilet roll if you can. Particularly Irish toilet roll.
Keep it in the family. Okay, well, listen, speaking of Irish whiskey...
Sorry, I shouldn't be taking things lightheartedly.
Speaking of Irish whiskey, Michael Flatley is on the line as well. Hi, Michael. You just launched your own Irish whiskey a while back there, didn't you?
Top of the morning to you, Ian, and be Jesus and be gar, and I did, but I'm trembling in me Irish dancing boots this morning, and as a whiskey exporter coming from Ireland, I'm staring up at it at me wall here this morning. I'm looking at 5,000 bottles of Tinker's Drip here in front of me, and there's a job lot of Tinker's Drip here waiting to go out, and me whiskey's waiting to be loaded off onto pallets and into trucks and onto Maersk containers and up to Boston and Chicago for the diaspora, so that a few Irish could have an owl sup of an evening of the Ishkabeha and remember the owl sod. And if these tariffs take hold, be Jesus, I won't have two crew beans to rub together for myself, Ian, or my family. And then Tinker's Drip will be the dead in the waters. And sad day for Ireland, it'll be Ian. Yeah. And
okay, well,
the cabbage will be
thank
gone.
You. Well, it's the best look. Well, we wait for the big announcements later on, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. What about the business community? Oh, Michael O'Leary.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on all this?
Where do I stand? Look, if Mango Mussolini over there in Washington wants to have a war, let's give him a war, right? Right, let's have a war. Yeah. Right, bring it on, as they say over in the States. Boycott all American products today, right? Yeah. We'll build a bloody wall. Let's build a wall of our own here in Ireland. Stop consuming Diet Coke. Start drinking Sidona, Irish drink. Tell them to stick their Big Macs where the sun don't shine. Stop it, right? We don't need their products. They all make us fat anyway. As of tomorrow, I'm putting a 10,000% tariff on Pringles on Ryanair flights. We're going to be selling tubes of Tato from now on all flights. Sour cream and onion Tato as well.
Ooh,
don't watch American programs. Forget Friends. Stick on The Angelus. Get under the bed, hide, and listen to Chrissy Moore on a loop, and shut up.
President Michael D. Higgins is with us as well. Michael D., go ahead there, please. This is a state of the nation stuff.
Well, for once, I am gobsmacked, Ian, that I find myself completely in agreement with Michael O'Leary.
Oh, right.
The world is completely turned upside down. Now, regarding boycotting products, I agree with O'Leary, and I agree with sort of self-protectionism. But let us therefore use this opportunity now as a country to grasp the moment and to go one step further and dismantle capitalism completely.
Right.
Let this economy crumble. Let it crumble. Let the housing market collapse if it must. And if we should all end up living in Shomras, at least we will all be equal in Shomras. And if we have to go around only in loincloths and no Levi's, let us all wear loincloths together. Let us engage in more noble pursuits like our forefathers 2,000 years ago, like poetry. Let us forage in the hills and mountains of Wicklow in Ireland. Let us tell stories around campfires. Let us cast aside materialism and swim naked in the lakes and speak Osgeilge. Let us be poverty-stricken, but happy.
Can somebody please throw this lunatic in a home before it goes out of control and tell him to shut up?
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.